Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
84414.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I could not understand you. You were breaking up.
84414.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay. And can I have the first and last name, please?
D. Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E. But I don't use that name, so I don't. But it's my address. And it's my Visa card.
Can I have the spelling of that first and last name, please, ma'am?
It's Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E.
I'm spelling that. I'm getting that, looking for that, ma'am. Bear with me.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm not locating an account with that name. Would there possibly be a different first or last name that could have been used, Ms. Dorothy?
They could have put it under D, but this is my charge account.
Okay, you said D. Coyle would be the other name that would have been used?
Yes, D-E-E.
Okay. And that's the C-O-Y-L-E as the last name, correct?
Correct.
Okay, can I have the shipping address that is on the account you're calling in about?
3555 North, 1000 West, Pleasant View, Utah, 84414.
Okay. I've located an account with the information today. And that was for the keto and the cleanse, ma'am, is what I'm showing you had with us. It was initially a trial period that you placed the order for a 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and then placed on the automated billing and shipping.
Okay.
And I do see you spoke with the representative. You were transferred over to me, correct, ma'am?
Correct.
Claiming it was fraud. Again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor, ma'am. So so did you initially place that order for the trial for the $7.45 charge, ma'am, in this?
I think I did.
Okay.
But I have not received anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. So after that trial ended, you were billed the end of trial cost. So as of right now, you should only have received one item for the keto and the cleanse.
Hang on.
So what you're being billed for is the end of the trial cost currently. So I don't want to proceed forward with fraud since that's not fraud since you did place the order, ma'am. What I can do, though, as a courtesy for you today is I can go ahead and provide you with a discount back to the account of 35% refund for you today as a courtesy.
Okay, what was it that I was supposed to receive?
So what you received during the trial, that was a full 30-day supply of the product for a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, you would have been billed the full retail price. So that's what you're seeing currently on your account, is the full retail price for the keto and for the cleanse. Hello?
Yeah.
Ma'am, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So as of right now, you've been billed the out of trial cost. So you should have only received one shipment so far.
Yes. Is that okay? Is that, what is this? Lean MV, Alpha Burn, Bedtime Burn? What is it that I'm being billed for?
What you're being billed for is the end of trial cost for the keto and the cleanse that you ordered, ma'am. So that, during that trial period, you were billed just the shipping cost for a 30-day supply of the product, which allows you to try the product for a 14-day trial. After that trial ends, if you don't call back to cancel, then you are billed the full retail price of the trial. So since you didn't call back to cancel, so after that trial period ended, that's why you were billed the end of trial cost. Now, I do see the representative you spoke with did cancel the account out, so there won't be any more charges going forward. But regarding what was already billed, ma'am, I don't want to proceed forward as fraud since that's not fraudulent since you did place the order. What I can do, though, is I can provide you with a 35% courtesy refund back to the account for that end of trial cost.
Well, I'm not very happy. I think this is a scam. And
I do apologize, ma'am. Well, what I can go ahead and do is a one-time courtesy is I can apply my manager's discount to that refund to bring it up to a 50% refund for you today as a courtesy.
That will be fine.
Okay, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get this refunded for you.
I think your advertising is very misleading. And,
okay, ma'am. I do apologize. It was stated in the terms and conditions on our site as well as at checkout when you placed the order. For you to even process that order, you would have had to agree to those terms and conditions. So
yeah,
I do apologize.
I feel better than to order anything online.
Okay ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I would like a refund.
Hello?
If you can more than that, I would really appreciate it. I'm on a very limited income.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. Just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, bear with me while I go ahead and get this refund issued back to your account for you today, and that's going to be a 50% refund on the 91.89 and 92.90, okay? Bear with me while I refund that back to your account.
Okay.
Bear with me. Bear with me.
I'm here.
Bear with me.
Honey, what are you doing?
Resting.
Why don't you go lay down?
But then I have to get up.
So we're going to go out Friday.
Same time.
I don't know if they'll get it.
Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm working on the refund.
Okay.
Bear with me. Okay. So I've gone ahead and got that refunded to your account, ma'am. So the first refund, I apologize. I got the fog in my throat. So the first refund amount you'll be getting back, ma'am, it is going to be for $45.94. I apologize. You ready for the refund confirmation number?
Yeah.
Hello? Are you yeah. ready for that refund confirmation number, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be 627-93-60295.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next amount you'll be getting back, ma'am, is going to be for the 46.45 refund amount, and that's 627-93-28620.
Okay, but how much was the amount on that?
$46.45.
And the other one was how much?
Yes, ma'am. The other one was $45.94.
And that will be put on my charge card?
Yes, ma'am. That will go back to the account that's being billed. Okay, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Yes, I have a question. What was it that I was supposed to receive for those? I've got 4 bottles. That's what I've got total for these 2 things.
So what you received, ma'am, what you were supposed to receive was for the end of trial cost. That's the full retail price for what you initially ordered during the trial. So you should have only received 1 order so far.
I didn't receive one of these orders at all.
Okay, so that initial trial you said that you received for the keto and the cleanse, that is what you're paying for, is the full retail price of that trial. So that's just the end of trial cost for you.
For 4 bottles?
For what you initially received during the trial. That is correct, ma'am.
Well, she listed off about 10 things, and I did not receive them.
10 things? I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. The only thing I'm seeing you had was for the dietary supplements, ma'am, with us.
No, she said other things.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking serum, about, ma'am.
Some kind of serum, face serum.
Okay, what you ordered with us was for a dietary supplement. That is what you ordered with us. That was the keto and the cleanse. So what you're being billed for is the keto or the cleanse dietary supplement that you received during the trial. That initial first order you received, that is what you're being billed for. That is the end of trial cost. But I've refunded you 50% of those charges each today. So the refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Question.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like a printout of what?
You'll receive a confirmation email of what was refunded and the cancellation for that as well.
It will tell the items that I was supposed
yes,
to.
Yes, ma'am. It will. Yes, ma'am. It will provide you with what you ordered and what was being refunded. So the refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.